We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
There's good news.
These are dangerous times.
Something terrible is going to happen.
According to a new survey, 75% of Americans believe that democracy is at risk in the 2024 presidential election, and the other 25% is enough to win the Electoral College.
Distance.
was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it.
Former Vice President Mike Pence told a group of Jewish Republicans over the weekend that his campaign for president is no more.
The Bible tells us that there's a time for every purpose under heaven. Traveling across the country over the past 6 months, I came here to say it's become clear to me this is not my time.
His time is the 1950s.
It's true. His time was 1956.
Mike Pence's time is 1692. His place, Salem. His job, man who shoves woman into river to see if she's a witch. There you go, yes. Look, you can be sure. Look right there. That's the sign. You can be sure she's regular lady when the bubbles stop. That's science. Pence said he prayed over the decision, which is not surprising. After all, he titled his campaign launch memoir, So Help Me God. God responded with his own book, New Phone, Who Dis? Not very nice. He got ghosted.
You like it?
He got ghosted by the Holy Ghost.
Mike Pence made this announcement from the Venetian Hotel in Las Vegas. I didn't know Mother even allowed him to go to Las Vegas.
My wonderful wife, Karen, whose inspiring faith, strength, and love saw us through all of our years of service. We did it all together. And I could not have done it without her.
Could not have done what? You quit. You ran for president for 4 months and then gave up. And so, and in Vegas, of all places, Mike Pence ending his campaign in Las Vegas could be a sign he's losing his mind. Next time we see him, he'll be blackout drunk on TMZ yelling, "The only God I believe in is Chris Angel." And it's a shame that he will never be president. Because, I mean, well, for one, just imagine all the wonderful dancing that would have been outlawed at his inaugural ball. And while the GOP primary may have lost a principled man who commanded almost 4% of the vote, the Space Force just gained one hell of an intergalactic moon ranger. And for that, I applaud him. You know, Mike's former owner, Donald Trump, had a lot to say this weekend, despite the fact that a federal judge yesterday reinstated the gag order that prevents him from going after court personnel, the special counsel, or potential witnesses in the January 6th case against him. Trump waited a full 75 minutes before violating that gag order. He lashed out at a potential witness, his former Attorney General Bill Barr, in response to Barr saying Trump's verbal skills are limited. Trump didn't like that, so he broke out the old thesaurus, said, "I called Bill Barr dumb, weak, slow-moving, lethargic, gutless, and lazy, a rhino who couldn't do the job." Gee, what kind of an idiot would hire someone like that? But Trump was posting angry messages furiously until 12:40 a.m., then he started right up again this morning at 7:30 a.m. At this point, he doesn't need a gag order so much as he needs a shock collar to contain himself. Carrot Bottom was also in Las Vegas this weekend, where he unloaded some very self-unaware comments about two other buffet lovers.
I remember with that Chris Christie, a guy shouts out, he's a fat pig. Now he shouted out, Chris Christie is a fat pig. Then they shouted out, Bill Barr is a fat pig. He's a slob. He's a fat pig. You're not allowed to use the word fat. You're not allowed to say that. So they say, Bill Barr, sure, he's a fat pig. And I say, listen, Bill Barr is not a fat pig. Chris Christie is not a fat pig, sir. But I said that because I just heard somebody call somebody a fat pig. No, we're not allowed to call those guys fat pigs.
It's a really good lesson. He's finally starting to mature. I'm starting to think he actually believes he weighs 215 pounds. Scammy Davis Jr. put on quite a show for the Vegas crowd, including a reboot of that alleged P-tape Rusher was rumored to have of him.
How about going home to my wife on the shower, you know? The golden shower, they called it. And I had to explain that to our great first lady. They said, this thing with the golden shower. The golden shower was a problem for me.
Yeah, well, you know, admitting it, you have a problem is the first step, but good idea bringing that one back up. I had almost forgotten about it.
Golden slumbers fill your eyes. Smiles awake you when you rise. Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Something we have to discuss, and it's not comfortable, but it's reality. A man who is once again running for president and could once again hold the most powerful office in the world is very obviously in cognitive decline. I don't like saying it, but we have to face the facts. And again, I know you don't expect to hear this from me, so you can watch the evidence for yourself.
Donald Trump just gave a speech today in which he warmly praised Viktor Orban, not as the leader of Hungary, but as the leader of Turkey. Viktor Orban is not the leader of Turkey.
You know, I was very honored as a man. Viktor Orban. Did anyone ever hear of him? He's probably like one of the strongest leaders anywhere in the world. And he's the leader of, right? He's the leader of Turkey. Fronts on both Russia.
Trump yesterday incorrectly said Hungary shares a border with Russia.
Now you have voter ID to buy a loaf of bread. You have ID to buy a loaf of bread.
He made a number of, let's shall we say, verbal missteps, suggesting that he was running against Barack Obama.
And we did with Obama. We won an election that everyone said couldn't be won.
He appeared to forget which state he was in, saying he was in Sioux Falls, which is located in South Dakota, while he was actually speaking from Sioux City, Iowa.
You know how you spell us, right? You spell us, U.S. I just picked that up. Has anyone ever thought of that? I just picked that up. A couple of days I'm reading and it said us. And I said, you know, if you think about it, us equals U.S. Their windmills are causing whales to die in numbers never seen before. The windmills are driving them crazy. They're driving the whales, I think, a little batty. You know, Hezbollah is very smart. They're all very smart.
Hezbollah and Hamas.
Hamas, has anyone ever heard of?
Hamas terrorists.
Why are you so anti-Hamas? I mean, isn't pita bread the real enemy?
You're confusing Hamas with hummus, I believe. Hummus has nothing to do with
Hamas. Do you think there is a relation between Hamas and hummus?
So was the founder of Hamas a chef? He had created the food and then got lots of followers?
Hummus has nothing to do with Hamas.
A very big hello to a place where we've done very well, Sioux Falls. Thank you very much, Sioux Falls. If I were president, the attack on Israel would have never happened. Ukraine would never have happened. Inflation would never have happened.
We left them the best goggles, brand new, never taken out of the box. Thousands and thousands of goggles.
Gasoline-fired engines will be allowed, but child sexual mutilation will be not allowed. Sexually mutilate. I wonder if my father and mother are proud of me. Mom? You know they cheat. Cheaters.
Cheating.
Big cheating.
Cheating.
Mom, I'm gonna make you so proud, Mom. It's a trial based on nothing.
What's going on with bacon?
I will prevent
World War III.
I can't do it, Mom. I can't. Look at that tank. It's shooting everything. There's stuff all over the place. This is not presidential. See, everything is going, getting blown up. And I went in, I looked, and I said, you're going to have to all pay, or we're not going to protect you any longer. And I remember the head of a country stood up and said, does that mean that if Russia attacks my country, you will not be there? That's right. That's what it means. You know, it's very demeaning to women. To women, there's a lot of dislove going on. Did anybody ever hear of Hannibal Lecter? Which are better, the old pumps or the new pumps? And they said the old pumps are actually much better. China pays Biden directly. He's like a wounded bird falling from the sky. The country's going to hell in a handbasket. Let's do a little dancing.
Well, normally you'd have to stay until after the credits to get a blooper reel that long. Now, Trump's brain has obviously been mush for quite some time, but still somehow it seems noticeably worse. And I didn't think that was possible. Over the weekend, for example, he apparently did not know which city or state he was in and had to be corrected on stage. He seemed to think he was in Sioux Falls, which is in South Dakota, rather than where he actually was, Sioux City, Iowa. But don't worry, you guys, once he was corrected, he was super smooth about it.
A very big hello to a place where we've done very well, Sioux Falls. Thank you very much, Sioux Falls. And
Donald J. Trump.
So, Sioux City, let me ask you, how many people come from Sioux City? How many people? Huh? How many? Who doesn't come from Sioux City?
Sioux City, we love Sioux City. And what better time to be in Sioux City than the fall? Nothing beats Sioux City Falls, or as I call them, Sioux Falls. So as you can see, earlier, that was not a mistake. It was an abbreviation. Also, if you're not buying that, a quick hello to my friend in the front row, Sioux Falls. We call her that because she trips a lot, and also it's her given name. You know how you spell Sioux, right? You spell it S-U. And if you spell it backwards, that's
U.S.
I was just reading a book upside down and picked that up.
Trump was all over the place this weekend, so we slowed him down to half speed for another edition of Drunk Donald Trump.
And I apologize for those lights. The only place I don't have a light up here, so that means we're going to have to wink it tonight, okay? There's no light. They give us plenty of lights, but not to read this crap. Look, they wrote me a beautiful speech. I might as well throw it right out the window.
It's also telling how different the reactions are when Biden screws up versus when Trump screws up. When Biden so much as stumbles, Democrats everywhere are like, oh, we're totally, who else can we get? Oh, there's nobody. And when Trump screws up, Republicans are like, all right, we live in Sioux Falls now. Who cares? When Trump's president, he's going to rename it on a map with a Sharpie. But the thing I especially love about this moment is that apparently Trump basically predicted that at a rally in 2020, except he predicted it about Joe Biden.
Do you ever notice that Biden oftentimes gets the state wrong? He's in Iowa, and he says, it's good to be in Idaho. No, no, you're in Iowa. He's in New Hampshire. And he says, it's great to be in Ohio. No, 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 you're in New Hampshire. That happens to him all the time. Hasn't happened to me yet.
That yet was doing an awful lot of work, wasn't it? Although, my favorite part of that clip is what he says next.
You know, when that happens, there's nothing you can do to make up for it. You might as well just walk off the stage because the speech is a disaster.
Walk off the stage. You should definitely walk off the stage and not immediately come back to the microphone and say Sioux City as many times as you can. Because when you do that, people will definitely be able to tell. In fact, this is apparently a common routine at Trump speeches. Here's another example.
He does it all the time. Nobody calls him for. I love the state of Iowa. Sir, it's Idaho. It's Idaho. And the worst is when he's in, like, Indiana. And he says, it's great to be with the people of Florida, and you have palm trees all over the place.
Anyway, it's been great to be here, wherever the this was.
And look, I'm not going to sit here and deny that Biden also stumbles or gets lost sometimes. He's 80. We get it. The point is, they're both old. They can't admit it publicly, but Trump's aides must quietly be so happy he's under multiple gag orders in different cases, one of which was just reinstated Sunday night for his election interference case in D.C.
Now, to the latest in the federal election interference case against Trump. This is the one brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The gag order in that one on former President Trump has been reinstated after U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan lifted a temporary hold yesterday.
And he's already under a gag order in New York. This is just a reminder to the GOP that when someone says to the front runner for your party's nomination, the gag order has been reinstated, his response is very likely, which one? Sioux Falls or Sioux City? And while the case in D.C. continues to get worse for him, his ex-lawyers continue to fall like dominoes in the Georgia case where he and his co-defendants were charged with trying to overturn the election results there. Several of them have pleaded guilty and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors, and a spokesperson for Trump said Trump couldn't understand why so many of his ex-lawyers were flipping on him.
How does the president feel about these former lawyers or his former associates pleading guilty? What are his thoughts on these developments?
Well, I think he's a little confused because, look, if you're a lawyer, you know that there's no crimes here. According to the law, there's literally nothing to plead guilty to.
I assure you, they are very much pleading guilty. It's not like they all walked into court and said, Your Honor, I plead guilty. And then the judge was like, plead guilty to what? And they were like, I don't know. And the judge was like, me neither. I don't even know where we are. All I know, there are so many lawyers here, you might as well call this place.
Sioux City.
And then, on top of all that, there's also the civil fraud trial in New York where Trump is at risk of losing his business empire. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, has already testified against him. And now the judge has ruled that Trump's daughter, Ivanka, will have to testify as well.
There's a new development to tell you about in the $250 million civil trial against ex-President Donald Trump and his company and his family. Today, Judge Engoron ruled that the former president's daughter, Ivanka, does have to testify in this case.
You know Trump is freaked out about Ivanka having to testify because she seems like she might actually know. I have to believe she's the only child Trump trusted to do actual business. Ivanka was crunching numbers while Eric was covering his face in Rogaine and Don Jr. was out sitting on that stump. But in spite of everything, this guy remains the far and away frontrunner for the GOP nomination in 2024, and he's in a dead heat with Biden in a hypothetical general election matchup. They say you can indict a ham sandwich, but once you've been indicted four times, I think you're less like a ham and more like a
turkey.
The not-so-great pumpkin was up all night last night, mashing his little pink fingers, posting all-caps rants about this gag order that clearly isn't working too well. He wrote, radical left judge taking away my right to free speech in order to help crooked Joe Biden and his third world election interference scam. Then 7 minutes and three flushes of the toilet later, he posted, remember, crooked Joe Biden and his radical left thugs waited 3 years to bring these indictments and lawsuits against me right in the middle of my campaign. That was at 1:12 a.m. And then 3 hours later, 4:24, I guess he got up in the middle of the night and reposted it, adding election interference to the end. He woke up and went, oh, I forgot to say election interference in all caps. And what is it with him in the caps? He types in all caps. He wears red caps. He had his supporters storm the cap. He's a real piece of cap.
It's happening again, a chilling and alarming glimpse into the threat environment that prosecutors handling cases involving the ex-president are facing right now. In the federal indictment of a man who allegedly made threats to Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and Fulton County Sheriff Patrick Labatt, Arthur Ray Hansen II was charged on Monday for making threats to Willis and Labatt back in August, just days before Willis charged Trump and 18 others in a sweeping RICO case alleging a, quote, criminal enterprise that sought to overturn the results of the 2020 election. New York Times reports this, quote, in a voicemail message for Sheriff Labatt, Mr. Hansen threatened the sheriff to not take a mugshot of, quote, my president, Donald Trump. That's according to the indictment. I'm warning you right now, Mr. Hansen said, adding that Sheriff Labatt could, quote, get hurt real bad. Mr. Hansen also left a voicemail message for Ms. Willis in which he threatened her and referred to the Georgia case. Quote, watch it when you're going to your car at night, when you're going into your house. Watch everywhere that you're going, Mr. Hansen said, according to court records. Quote, when you charge Trump on that fourth indictment, anytime you're alone, be looking over your shoulder. Willis and Labatt were undeterred. Clearly, Trump was charged, Trump was fingerprinted, Trump was booked, and Trump had his mugshot taken. But the threats have not receded.
And I want to talk about the threats, okay? So you all don't get to hear all of them. Unfortunately, I've now damaged probably some of your customer service personnel who does get to hear a fraction of them because people are threatening me in that way. But I have, in the last probably 2 months, over 150 threats that have come into the office. They come in through the customer service line. They come in through my phone line. They come into the magistrate court. They come in through written letter. They come in through text messages. The demands that I am putting on my staff right now to try to track down and investigate the threats, but also keep me alive, which has become a real concern for me.
One prosecutor there talking about 150 threats in about 8 weeks, during which the Fulton County case, along with Jack Smith's two federal cases against Donald Trump, have been proceeding. And all the while, the ex-president has reacted to every twist and turn in all those cases with a steady, undiminished stream of violent rhetoric directed at the prosecutors, at the witnesses, at the judges, at the court staff, you name it, everyone involved. And that conduct keeps happening despite a gag order put back in place by Judge Tonya Chutkan. Trump today slamming Jack Smith and Fani Willis as, quote, radical left thugs. The incessant violent rhetoric of one Donald Trump and his supporters posing a stress test for our very system of justice.
The Donald Trump show is over.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.